Telescopes have certain characteristics, and they are not all of equal importance. The most important property of any telescope, either reflector, the one that uses mirrors to collect light, or refractor, the one that uses lenses to collect the light, the most important property is so-called light gathering or light collecting power. For either refracting or reflecting telescope, and it's basically determined by the cross-sectional area of the objective, right? Because the bigger the area of either a mirror or a lens, it will collect more light. So if I have two telescopes of different diameters, then the one with the larger diameter, with the objective of larger diameter, is going to have bigger light gathering power. And since the surface area is proportional to diameter squared, the light gathering power scales is proportional to the square of the diameter of the objective. Okay, so say that the diameter of this one here, telescope number two, is twice the diameter of the objective of telescope number one. By what factor is the light gathering power of telescope number two greater than the light gathering power of telescope number one? If D2 is twice D1, and you know that the light gathering power is proportional to the square of the diameter, how much more light is gathered by this telescope number two compared to telescope number one? 4 times, right? If I double the diameter, when I square it, I get 4 times the value that I had before.